You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. This Tuesday morning, we are going to delay the Democrats' weekly address so we can broadcast Governor Jerry Brown's latest press conference regarding California's major wildfires. Jerry Brown joined the California Office of Emergency Services. Here are the governor's edited words.
Thank you, and a very warm and deep thank you to all the firefighters, local, state, federal, out of state. You're doing a terrific job in the face of a horrific fire. This is part of a trend, a new normal that we got to deal with, and we're dealing with it humanly, financially, and governmentally. I've asked the president to make a major declaration. So these kind of horrible situations bring people together, regardless of the lesser kind of ideologies and partisan considerations. So it's tragic that tragedy brings us closer together, but out of that, we learn to depend on each other and work together. If you look back to the far into our past history, maybe 1,000 years ago, there was a drought that scientists estimate lasted 150 years. Don't know whether that's happening again, but we got to be ready. We got to re-examine the way we manage our forests, the way we build our houses, where we build them, how we build them, and how much we invest in our fire protection services. So we got a lot to do right now to get over this momentary crisis. We got a lot of work to do, and we have a wonderful state. It's the sixth largest economy in the world, but we're vulnerable as much as any people are anywhere in the world. So let's act wisely and collaboratively and in a spirit of real generosity. That's what I see, and it's very impressive, and hopefully that spirit will build and we'll be able to rise to the occasion, which will continue to challenge us. Thank you.
As the days have gone by, we're hearing more and more reports of people saying that they feel they were not given enough time in terms of notification, and in fact were actually notified by other residents and neighbors. What went wrong here? What's going wrong? And how can California make it better?
Well, you're assuming something went wrong. Life has its tragedies. We have fires. We have floods, we have mudslides, we have many other things, and here we just had a fire tornado. So things are going to happen, and we don't know everything. We're pretty smart, we're pretty rich, but relative to nature and its complexities, we're all students, and we have to learn.
For the past several years, what has been budgeted, the costs of these wildfires have exceeded what has been budgeted
right.
For the past several years. What more needs to be done to close that gap? Or does?
Well, we have the money there. We have a rainy day fund. We're not down to our last dollar at this point, and we won't be for a long time. Even when things get tough, there's always available borrowings that can be made available. But we're being surprised. Every year is teaching the fire authorities new lessons. We're in uncharted territory. Since civilization emerged 10,000 years ago, we haven't had this kind of heat condition, and it's going to continue getting worse. I mean, that's the way it is. And some people don't want to accept that, and some people just outright deny it. But I don't say it with any great joy here. We're in for a really rough ride, and it's going to get expensive, it's going to get dangerous, and we have to apply all our creativity to making the best out of what is going to be an increasingly bad situation, not just for California, but for people all over America and all over the world.
Governor, could you briefly talk about when the legislature comes back, one of the things that's being talked about is wildfire prevention,
yeah.
Wildfire liability. Could you sketch what your goal of them talking about that is? I know you've put out proposed language, but overarching, what do you want them to do on the topic before they
I want them to consider the proposal and take commentary from informed citizens. We have a whole change here, and the rules that are being followed were announced in one or two appellate opinions, but they don't represent the thoughtful and considered judgment of the California legislature. So that's what I've asked them to do. What is the proper rule of liability? How are we going to allocate these costs? if you say it all is the utility forever, there won't be utilities. There'll just be public agencies, and it will all go through the tax system. So there's a lot of issues. People have, are on different sides. But my goal was to try to find a reasonable balance that would reward players, including utilities, for doing the right thing, but make them liable when they didn't take the steps that common sense and prudence would warrant.
Quick follow, do you believe PG&E when they say they're near bankruptcy if they have to pay out what they already owe?
That I can't tell. I've heard that from PG&E, and I've heard trial lawyers and insurance companies who stand to benefit say the opposite. So these are part of the legislative debate, but there is concern that we could lose our utilities, and if we do that, our whole program of trying to deal with renewable energy and mitigate climate change could be adversely affected. So these are all the issues that the legislature has to consider. And this is not, well, it is political, but it's more environmental and economic and finding the best way forward. And that's why I think the legislature should deal with it rather than a three-judge appellate panel who writes a decision based on common law principles from 100 years ago.